I'm not mistaken, the last time that we spoke over here, we spoke about
showering. Shabbos.
That was definitely the last time we spoke about him. That's quite apparent.
Giving money to the Rebbe.
That's right. I mean the last time before Hanukkah. He's right. I forgot about that. Right. But the last time that we spoke about non-Hanukkah topics was we spoke about Kiddush and the Lachas of Kiddush, if I'm not mistaken. And on the trip, I continued the discussion, and it turned into a discussion about the kashrus of certain whiskeys, and v'chule, etc. And the one thing, if I'm not mistaken, that we did not discuss yet is...
Chamar Medina.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you so much for coming. That was so good. That's awesome. Okay, right. So, I think today, I want to explain it, you know, there's a lot of people, the worst thing to be in the world is the Talmud Chochem Amaretz. You know that guy that knows, you know, he knows everything about, no, he's the guy who knows about Chamar Medina, he knows the Shulchan, but he doesn't know anything, right? So he becomes the world's expert. No, for example, you have a person that you have a medical issue or something of the nature, right? And you have that person who, what's that word, frustrated doctor? He always wanted to be a doctor. Boom, he happens to be a plumber, right? But he always wanted to be a doctor. Whatever his parents didn't send him to medical school, or I don't know, he decides to learn. I don't know, whatever. But he's a frustrated doctor. So he knows everything that's written in medical books. He knows all the raid, right? But you wouldn't want to, you know, you would give him your toilet to fix, right? But you wouldn't give him, everyone understands that? So it's the same thing in halacha, la'avdil. But it's the same thing in halacha. You have somebody who he knows a lot. We all know this episode, Shaila whiskey, and we know the Shaila beer, and we know the Shaila wine and grape juice and orange juice, and we know the shot. First, to know the sugya, to know the facts, right? It's such an interesting sugya, such a geshmaka sugya also. And you'll see, it comes out tremendous. You'll see, Chadushim. I think there'll be a great enjoyment, a tremendous pleasure, I think. Let's see. Let's go in order. Right? First and foremost, what's the halacha in general, how you have to make Kiddush? So there's no shayla. This is no shayla. Before I start, I want this to be clear. This is the beginning of the shiur. This is the end of the shiur. I probably won't mention it again, but this will never change. There's no shayla that in halacha, according to all of the paiskim that ever lived, this is klur in halacha, that wine or grape juice, I'll get into grape juice and wine, whatever, I mean, it's definitely the chatchila. That's clear. That was never a discussion. I want you just to have that clear. Now we'll see in a moment that there are situations of where Chamar Medina is going to be permitted and what it's called Chamar Medina, etc. And it's a big shayla, etc. Et but there's no shayla in halacha. Wine is the lechatchila. And I'll tell you even more. Wine is more lechatchila than grape juice pashtas. Pashtas wine is more lechatchila than grape juice. I personally can't drink wine because me and wine, we don't agree. Right? And even on Purim, when who wanted to talk about Purim? I think it was mentioned that we should talk about Purim every week. Right? Even on Purim, I have certain kulas that other rabbis don't have necessarily, and that you're allowed to drink whiskey on Purim. But that's for people that have my makeup and
Irish blood.
I think you're getting personal, but my physique that doesn't enable me to eat whiskey, wine, and therefore I have to drink whiskey. So, but wine is definitely lechatchila. When I used to be able to drink wine in my youth, and I had a liver, I used to taker make kiddush on wine because wine is lechatchila. That's clear. It doesn't have to be, you know, the death murder wine like the Chazal talked about with Chai and this, and it didn't, you know, all cool alcohol content. But wine is lechatchila. If a person can handle wine, Mustami should do wine because wine is not only that. It's not from the paiskim, clearly, which again, that's not our sugya. I really want to get more into Chamar Medina. That wine, the mile of wine, is when it's not a sweet wine. That's what I'm saying. This, by me, is not even a halamina. It's a dry wine. There's a mile of pashtis, even maybe in the paiskim of your wine of red. I'll read you b'kitzer. Ein b'kachin al yayin shereicha ra. You can't have bad smelling wine. Fine. Shulchan Aruch says, yayin b'gita m'kachin love. You're allowed to make kiddush on grape juice. Okay. But the Mishabura brings down Mekachin al Yayin Lavan. Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to be Mekach. Haramban Paisel. Lichatchila, it's supposed to be red wine, dry wine. Dry wine because sweet wine has sugar or honey, which isn't right. Lemizbeach, whatever. These all things I don't want to go into. Lichatchila, you're supposed to be making it on dry red wine. Whoever's able to handle that, Kaddish Yomer life. You're a tzaddik and a yasayid and a kaddish and everything at a time. Fine, I can't handle that. Okay, so then you have choices now. Is there a difference between sweet wine And grape juice, that in the Paiskim is not so clear, because sweet wine itself, taka, might have sugar, and that's not Roy Lemizbeach, and the grape juice is also maybe not so lichatcha. So that already, you know, you want to know is if this one is maybe 92%, this one's maybe 91% better. So I don't know. Like, but that's, dry red wine is the best, and everyone agrees to this, Rabbi Yisai, that that's clearly better, and that's also grape juice and regular wine, everyone agrees, is going to be better than everything we're going to discuss today. Chamer Medina. Yeah. So that means that, you know, the shiur is over. The shiur is over, because if you want to do the lichatchila, that's what you should do. What did he hear? If you leave the shiur now, you heard like this. You're allowed to drink whiskey on you're allowed to drink whiskey on Purim. And that's really the only thing I heard.
Does how the thing tastes to you have anything to do with what you make Kiddush on?
So you know, it's true. It's true. There is definitely an Indian in Halacha, but that wouldn't beat out dry red wine. If you would have a choice, if he would say, I like white dry wine, let's say, better than I like dry red wine, I would still tell him that even though if you would tell me I like this dry red wine better than that dry red wine, I tell you to take the one you like better. That's clear.
Yeah, like grape juice better than dry red wine.
Right, so then lechayra dry red wine would win. Because the might of dry red wine is, oh, again, it's some people cannot drink dry red wine. By me, I don't have that option of like, I like it better. One is death, murder, blood, right? And one is, I like. And there's so, you understand, I'm not, you know, I have to be honest with you. I used to come in and pretend like, you know, dry red wine, that's what you're supposed to do. I don't do this, but they don't have to know this. But that's, so again, the shiur's over. Because anybody here is able to drink dry red wine, a kiddush, right? So that's what you should be doing. Okay, if you can't do that.
Does not come in.
Klappi, you're in kiddush now. You're in kiddush. That's during the meal.
No, it could be it's us mitzatzah.
What?
No, certain things are us mitzatzah.
But that would be true if it was, let's say, like lechem. Lechem is a gan to shayla. Lady actually called me. That's why the lady called me up back this morning. On the way over to giving the shiur Torah. She wants to know, she has a problem, a celiac, and when she eats bread, so then they just found this out. So it's very bad for her. And whatever. Right. So she has to eat bread on Shabbat. Now that's a big shayla. She has to eat challah on Shabbat. That's a big shayla. Why is that a big shayla? Because the mitzvah of challah is, it's not just the gzeres that cost it pashtis, suda Shabbos lechem. That's the shayla, but it's pashtis now. Pashtis, it's lechem should be the chaluk of oinik Shabbos. So the mitzvah of lechem is oinik. So therefore, if a lady's not having oinik from the bread, you can hear that she wouldn't have the mitzvah. There's been a David in Pesachim that says such a thing on Daf Sadi Tes. So that is a makom to be made. But here, the mitzvah is lulav, right? I don't care if you enjoy taking a lulav or not. Too bad. Right? You enjoy taking lulav. Learn to like taking the lulav. Okay? But so the red wine over here, the aspect of the red wine is more connected to the mizbeach aspect and whatever the paiskim are talking about over here. So therefore, besides, if a person would be able to handle it, that would be the lechatchila. Right? I see I just ruined your Shabbos.
No, I haven't.
You have the dry red wine.
No, I happen to like what it sounds like.
Okay, so let's go by very quickly. Okay. But that's, again, I just wanted you to understand. So therefore, that's afterward, the second level is great. You know, why am I doing this in such an emphasis? Because I remember when I was a bacher, somebody gave a shiur about Chamer Medina. And sure, I remember walking out, like hearing all the studim about Chamer Medina and whatever. And everyone knows it's a shiloh Chamer Medina, it's a shlichus safek. We'll see in a moment. And that, right? But he didn't emphasize that there's no shiloh that wine and grape juice is definitely the chatila, right? You know, sometimes you have a person, he has at the kiddush, he has the whiskey and he has the grape juice, and this is like the xeris akasav, you're not allowed to make kiddush on wine. Right? It's an iser to make kiddush on wine. You must make the kiddush on the schnapps. You must. Right? So I think that should not be. That should not be. We'll see in a minute. This may be minig avos and vechule. We'll see. But that's, again, in halacha I'm talking now. In halacha right now, wine is the king. After wine, dry red wine, grape juice and wine beat out still Chamer Medina. That's burr in the paiskim. Okay.
That's both the
That's Friday night. That's gonna be mamish everything.
Kiddush.
That's gonna be everything. Now there might be. I'm telling you, true. There might be minik abesim and this. You know, somebody tells me that in front of his zeta, right, who saw the Baal Shem Tov make kiddush, right, on a schnitzel. You know, and you're gonna tell him, no, Zaydi, I make only on wine. Vash, right? I only make on wine. Right? You want mine? What? Finished. Right? And then he's going to see you making on whiskey, and he's going to take you out of the grape juice, and he's going to take you out of the will, right? And he's going to be mashleit your older brother Esav. And I'm not getting involved. I'm not talking about that case, okay? I just want you to know what's the lichat. That's my job, okay? Okay. Now, Chamer Medina is like this. Shulchan Aruch says a statement, which again, after I read you the statement, it's game over. Shulchan Aruch says, read slowly, okay? Oh, I'm sorry, I should mention one more thing. It's even more. Dry red wine that's not mevushel. Right? That's the lechatchila sheva lechatchila. I'm sorry, even more, just to bring out, like, out of sight. Why? Because the Shulchan Aruch says, mekadshin, you are allowed to be mekadosh al yayin mevushel, v'yeshoyimim, that you can't be mekadosh. I'm just saying, there's milas and milas and milas. So if you want to get that mila, and you're able to get that mila, the best thing to make kiddush on, you're buying seder for the seder. Everyone, when it comes to the seder, they buy the spitz and everything. Dry, red, non-mevushel wine. Okay, just keep that in mind for the rest of your life. What?
How do you drink 4 cups of that?
Huh? We'll discuss it. Right, loves it. What do you mean? He wants to discuss it with you after.
Yeah. Also, don't do Gulf Coast. Don't do more than Gulf Coast. Get this.
No, I meant that the Rebbe does year. It every. I meant the Rebbe does it every Friday.
Night. I do. Until the year. Until the year. I woke up drunk.
What?
And I had to leave during Hallow.
No, you didn't. It was just a great Hallow. Okay. The two of us are just a terrible team. Quite terrible.
Like, this 20 years ago.
Terrible. Anyways, I want you to remember this for the rest of your life. Let's go weiter. To the next sif. I just read you the first 8 sifim of Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Ayin Beis. Right? Rav, hungry. Okay? So, sif tes. B'makim, let's read this very slowly, right? I was told over here ago, very slowly, okay? B'makim she'ein yayin matsui. What do the words mean? Computer, I'm about to change this, but just, you know, in a place where wine is not found. That means anything I'm about to say now is in a place where wine is not found. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Yeshayim Mekachin El Sheikha, you're allowed to catch on beer. And other mashkim, except for water. The Yeshayim that you're not allowed to. And Yeshayim that you should be Mekadish on bread. Everyone knows there's a Shiloh of making Kiddush on bread. And Yeshayim that you can't make Kiddush, but you can make Avdallah. And Yeshayim, no. Okay, so what does everything here start with? This is the Sif of Chamer Medina. There's another Sif in Hilchos Benching, whatever. This is the Sif of Chamer Medina. Yeshayim is in a case, B'makim She'ein Nain Ma. So, is it game over? Game over. This is how some paiskim, when they start the sugya of Chamer Medina, this is how they start the shir. They say, the shir is over. Right? I'm not giving a shir about Chamer Medina, because there is no Chamer Medina. Because it's only the concept of Chamer Medina in a place where there is no wine. That is the words in Sefer Shulchan Aruch.
What's a place with no wine?
Before Chidushim, before whatever I'm about to say Chidushim, right? But I think we all agree, it does not mean, you know, in the Dalit Amos that I'm standing in right now. The Makim Shein Yayin, right? Hagam that at the Kiddush, right? On the table, right, is whiskey. What? You have to like move the wine away to get to the whiskey, right? Boyer, you know, to get to the. But Makim Shein Yayin Matsui. Now, this is a place that Yayin's not found. Why? Because. Because the bottle of whiskey is talking to me. Right? Drink me. I don't know the answer to your question. I do. But I'm just saying, before I even answer you, I don't watch TV. What'd you say? I don't watch TV. But you know, before I even answer you, my contract is probably not mechayiv me to answer your question. Because I think we all agree that in yeshiva, it doesn't mean b'makim shein. If there would be one bottle of wine in yeshiva, that would be enough. I think we all agree that b'makim in the Lashon Paiskim probably also means that if in the shtetl of Beis Yisrael over here, right, in the little shchuna of Beis Yisrael, if you can get wine, you can knock on some Yerushalmi guy's door, right, and say to him, can I borrow a bottle of wine? He'll be very happy to lend you a bottle of wine because one day he's going to ask you to make his daughter's chatzana or something. Sure, take your bottle of wine, no problem. My name is Mr. Eisenschnitzel, don't forget me. Right? So, do we all agree that it's game over? Do we all agree it's game over? You're not living in places where Malcolm Shein Yayin Batsi, and therefore Chamer Medina is over.
That's right,
what? Okay, but again, so the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah is a city. Seder? It's a city. But so Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim goes from Har Nof all the way, I had to give a shiur the other day on Har Nof, and then afterward by Beis Yisrael in the Neve Yaakov. So I went from Har Nof to Beis Yisrael. Yerushalayim's a big place. Right? It took me 31 minutes to get across, right? With the bagan and all, right?
Maybe walks fast.
Sorry?
Maybe walks fast.
No, I was driving. No. But so you're talking 31 minutes of driving to get across the entire city of Yerushalayim. So if you can't find a bottle of wine in Yerushalayim, your Kaidish, you might have had your Chamadim. But you realize that it's pretty much over? Okay, now we'll start this year. Good? So why am I the reason I'm doing like this in such a methodical life is I just want you to realize that Hamidin is a very big shayla. There definitely are poskim that learn the way I just learned. There definitely are. And that's saying, first of all, anyways, it's all lechatchila, there's no shayla, wine is lechatchila, whatever. Okay, and at least grape juice, and at least whatever. Then after they say, and by the way, grape juice has a din of wine because it make a bari guffin on it. I'm not getting involved. Everyone knows that. Yashid has certain chumr legabe grape juice. But the pashtus is that grape juice, you could make kiddush on. Let's just leave it like that. So grape juice, wine, whatever, is the lechatchila and the tzura. Now, if you're in a place that doesn't have wine, a person goes to a certain place for Shabbos and whatever, there's no wine, then we'll start our shir. That's how some people paskin, but that's not negay anymore in any of the places that we're coming from, Yerushalayim and Flatbush and whatever. There's no such thing as chumr medina. Okay, now we'll start the shir. The Rav Vosner, and then we have to get in what's chumr medina, which makes it another difficult part. But Rav Vosner in a tshuva, and the emes is that Rav Yashiv held the same thing. But again, you have to know that not everybody else like this, but Rav Vosner and Rav Yashiv both held the same thing. Rav Vosner held it as a limit tzchus, he writes in the tshuva, which means he doesn't mamash 100% hold of it. Rav Yashiv held of what I'm about to say now. They held that what's the word to chumr medina? They lived in times that, you know, we live in a whole different metzias. By us, when we go to a store and we have a choice to buy wine or to buy Coca-Cola, right, we do not make the cheshbon and say like, I have wine. Like crazy, right? Why would I buy Coke when I could buy wine? Or I could buy grape juice, right? Crazy people, right? They lived in a world that by them, the reality in the store was like this. You know, if you had wine in the city, you drank wine. Right? First of all, water in their times wasn't as drinkable. You guys complain about like the Israeli water. You know, I still remember 20 years ago, Rav Meshua, he said, he was giving one of the chamisha, and he was speaking about how the Americanish Shabbachim, they come, they complain. Sounds better in Yiddish, but I don't think I stand much of a chance over here. But the American Bochum, they come and they complain the whole time. Oi, the vasa, you know, like that's what gives them all stomach problems. Every night they're eating in every single restaurant, and this is the vasa, right? I'll never forget it. I didn't know you weren't allowed to laugh out loud. That was the last time I was invited there. But anyway, I'm going to vasa. Okay, yeah. But anyway, you guys are eating every single restaurant, every single night, but it's the water, right? So in the olden days, you know, it was taker the vasa. You couldn't drink that stuff, right? When you have, like, you know, when you have to weed through the vasser and you have to catch the thing inside of it, you know, in order to drink your water. So then you realize that the water is not exactly a normal drinking thing that they had many years ago. So in those days, what was the brayer? The brayer was beer. Okay. If you had in the city wine, it wasn't like nowadays that wine is much more expensive. Also, you have to keep in mind, wine isn't what necessarily, well, it was a bit more. We'll see, in the price scheme it was more, but it wasn't the extreme difference so much by us in places that had wine. In places that had wine, wine didn't cost some ridiculous price and whatever, right? We'll see. It was more expensive than beer. But akapanim, a person would walk into the store, and this is also, let me explain. A person would walk into the store, and he would have in front of him a choice of wine. He would buy wine, and he would drink wine at his meal. That's clear what you'd see in the Matthias of the Paiskim. In that place, so hold up on the shayla. Hold up. It's not good day. Let me first build the sugya bit. Let me build the sugya. Let me explain first. In that place, 500 years ago, 400 years ago, he walked into the store, he had a choice of beer or nothing, he bought beer. Beer is what he had at the table. If he had a choice of wine and wine was in existence, he didn't drink the beer. Wine was the chumr medina. Okay? That was the reality. Wine was the chumr medina. Chumr medina means chumra, the word chumra means wine. Right? Medina means the city. Right, so the chamra of the medina, so the wine of the city. In other words, the ikker king drink of the city is the wine. That's the chamra. The beer is that also considered the wine of the city? But everyone's trying to figure out what's the wine of the city. What's the major drink of the city? Okay, with that attitude, you realize that maybe a lot has changed. In other words, so that's why 500 years ago, they didn't have wine. Right? Or even in a city, that you understand. Since in a city where they would have wine and they would have beer, avada, the person would choose wine and drink it at his meal. That's avada that makes that the chamer, the beer, is not chashiv. And since it's not chashiv, it doesn't warrant the respect that you can make on it kiddush. That it's the chashiv drink of the city that you can make on it kiddush, which obviously is required to make kiddush. You need the chashiv drink of the city. Okay, but let's say you were in a place that the yayin's not matzui. So now the mitzias, when there's no wine there, so what became the drink of the city? The beer became the drink of the city. So since the beer became the drink of the city in this place, therefore it has that chashivus. That's how it was 400 years ago. Now, come to our time, it's very much not like that. We have such chutzpah that when we walk into the store, the wine goes like this. It's a bottle of wine. And we go to, we like, you know, no, not interested in you, Bechlau, right? And we're interested in some like Coca-Cola that if you put a penny inside and they leave it overnight, it disintegrates and explodes. Right? That's what we want, right? And the wine goes, what about me? Right? Such a mechutzah, such chutzpah, right? We're not interested in the wine even when he's sitting right in front of our faces. And this mamish, not big, we'll see in a minute, maybe France or whatever, but in our, where we're coming from, in certainly in America, in Eretz Yisrael, in France maybe not, but in most places in the world, a person has a choice at the meal. He doesn't drink wine. I'm all a person has like something, you know, he wants to be like a souffle or something. You know, he wants to be, you know, my wife told me that sophisticated people don't say classy. That's what she said to me, right? So classy, you know, the classy people, the classy type people, you know, right? The guy from Flatbush that married a girl from England, you know, what were we both thinking? But somebody classy wants to have a bottle of wine for a meal, but it's not the norm. You do not have wine with your alphabets. It's not normal, right? It's not normal. Everyone understands what I'm saying? Push it. Okay, now why is this Nageya? Because therefore, that means that we lehedja look at wine as it's lost that chashivas. So what am I going to do? I'm going to go now and make my measuring stick like I did till now, and I'm going to say, oh, water, of course we don't drink, fine. But when I have a choice of beer or wine, of course I choose wine, right? But nowadays, in our mitzvahs, in our cities, we don't do that. In our mitzvahs, in our cities, we choose Coke, we choose beer, we would choose beer over wine. We would choose apple juice, we choose all these things, orange juice, coffee, teas, and everything. We would choose all these things over wine. Therefore, what came out is that wine lost its respect. It lost its chashivas of that. Now, that does not mean that chalila you can't make kiddush on wine. That'll never change, because that's the ikur ha-tsura and v'chule, that was yayin is carved to the mizbeach, etc., etc. But at least now, I don't have the measuring stick off of the wine. Now, if you come to a city that has wine, so now, in the olden days when I had a city that did not have wine, then I said, you're the chashiv of a drink, otherwise you're not chashiv. But in our mitzias, how could you say that beer, we'll see in a moment, maybe Coke, maybe whatever, but all these other things, how could you say that they're not chashiv because wine's here? When fakert, when wine is totally not chashiv, even when they're around. With that in mind, therefore, the Rav Osner and Rav Yashiv, Rav Yashiv held very stark of what I'm saying now. And therefore he said that this t'nai of Yayin Matzi is not a Xeris HaKosiv. That if Yayin is here, he wins. The way I played it at first, I set it up, it's a Xeris HaKosiv. Wine is the halacha because it's a Xeris HaKosiv, Mizbeach, you have to have wine, that's the Ikra halacha. If you don't have wine, they have to give you a substitute. They're learning, it's not the vort that they had to give you a substitute. It's that in those times, the substitute of wine became the drink of the Medina. But if our reality is the drink of the Medina, even when wine is here, so the Ramadan you can make kiddush on it. That's the attitude that can enable us to go weiter. Rav Yashiv held this very strong. Rav Osner, Ali Mitzchos. And now, with this, I have to go to the next shlav. That means that if you accept all this, that we do have Chamer Medina nowadays, because we'll agree it's all Chashiv. So, based on what I just said, what drink is clearly, clearly Chamer Medina?
Coca-Cola.
Right? Coca-Cola.
Why isn't that water?
Oh, so water won't be, because the Paiskim Seir of Moshe says in the Tshuva, and the Demon says the Shulchan Aruch, says water, but...
Coke water.
No, one second. So first of all, water, why not water? So you didn't ask that, but I'll ask that.
Beer,
water, why not? Because water is something that so lacks in the chashivas that no matter what, you can never say, we're trying to figure out who's a chashiv dude that we can make kiddush on, right? So wine is the dude of dudes, right? And in the time of Chazal, wine was such a dude that... I don't know how to explain this without, but you know, he's such a, you know, he was like, he was super dude. So therefore, he overpowered any other drink in his neighborhood, no matter what, right? Now we're saying that's not the reality, and that Coke became the dude, but water will never be the dude. Hagam, that water is more expensive now, and they put it in a fancy bottle. Find it to Alma Kula. I can imagine explaining this to our grandparents. Right? It's like down the gay, right? Well, can I tell you one story? Yeah. Well, it has nothing to do with the shir, though. I'm going to B'nai Brak for Shabbos, so that I can come back and have all different stories and psukim to tell you guys. Right? I have enough going in, though. I'm okay. I have enough of those, too. But Bezer Shem. But what I tell you, I once went to a Varen Leib Shteyman. This is one of the greatest stories you're ever going to hear. But you can't tell this to anybody because I need this in general. You know it already. But I went to a Varen Leib, and I was there for a very long time. It's a very, very big shayla, something with courts and ganze shayla. Not for me. Right? Nobody could help me. But it was a ganze shayla, and it was very, very hot. Right? And I was schmitzing gefährlich. So there was somebody in the room when I was there with Rav Aaron Leib, right? And after we had finished, he saw that I was schmitzing, and I was getting also very. So he said, "Tatzel shtot mayim." So I said, yeah, actually, yeah, Tadarba. I was like, Mamish. So he said, as I'm walking out the door, Rav Aaron Leib, he has the kitchen is right there and his room is right there. So as I'm walking out the door, he said to me, now you have to understand, I had been in the house for 3 hours, not Rav Aaron Leib, I was there for only 10 minutes, but I was there for 3 hours working out how to give over the Shaila. It was something very intricate, and it was a very, very tremendous Shaila. And when I was, my whole, everything was in there. I hadn't drank in 3 hours. It was boiling hot outside. And I was very, like, so my brain was all in the child, and I was trying to figure out outside what Rav Aaron Leib just said. He says, the person who's taking me to the water, he says to me, "Aval tadeh poshoti me'aberes." It was obvious I was clear, like an American. My shragel Aaron. It was not exactly, my Hebrew is not so, whatever. So he says to me, now Hebrew, he just said to me, you know, here we drink from the berries. Now what did he just say to me? What would all of you have just heard? Well, I didn't know what he was talking about. I thought it was some type of like schoolie de gizach, that over here you drink straight out of the faucet. I look at him like, I don't know, it's like a schooler I thought or something. I thought he meant not that you want to drink because you're schmitzing. I thought he meant you want to drink because, like, you know, to drink out of Iron Leib's berries. I go over to the bed. It was in slow motion. You know it was there at the time, right? I go over in slow motion. This has nothing to do with the shirt, but I can't hold that. It was in slow motion, right? And there was music in the background. I go over to the parents. I take the parents. I go, "Bah!" They all go, "Bah!" Like Gator Melt, I love. Shy, you have to stand. I just was this hush of a guy that asked the child to run late for 10 minutes back and forth and back and forth. Shot cold in the end, bro. I drink it. Ma! I said, "Drink out of there." He goes, "No." He was trying to say that it's, we drink tap water and not, you know, carburetor juice, you know? Not, okay. Why did I say that story? I can't remember.
The water
generation. And I was explaining to Grandpa that they drink water out of a bottle and whatever. Anyway, so now that's why water doesn't get off the ground, right? Water doesn't get off the ground. I'm going there. The Shabbos day, I walk in there. There's a picture of me. Oh, that's the guy. That's the guy. You drink out of the pool. Don't laugh at your baby. It's not nice. Anyway, it's the tachlis. The enough. So water lacks in the chashivas be'etzim. So now the way I just put up the whole shir, it should come out that what is the most. We're trying to figure out what is now the most drink, but sushtels to the chshivas of RC. So it would be Coke. I don't know. You're going to start asking me, what about his first cousin RC, or his first cousin 37 times removed, and what? I don't know, right? But the concept, at least, that we would agree is that Coke and, I don't know, I can't, that already you realize is going to be very difficult to start saying Coke, yeah, and orange, this, that, and whatever. But theoretically, these things should all be Chamer Medina. Based on what I said now, these things should all be Chamer Medina. Now, the Velt knows Rav Moshe. Imagine the tshuva is given explicit and not like this. I think he says even explicit in one tshuva that Coke is not Chamer Medina. Soft drinks, as we call them, are not Chamer Medina. OK? Okay? Why? Rav Moshe had a different Havana. Rav Moshe had a whole different Havana. As you are?
Alcoholic?
No, absolutely not. We don't see it has to be alcoholic. Hagam, the example in the Shulchan Aruch is beer, right? But the Paiskim say, there are Svardish Paiskim that hold it has to be alcoholic, but our Paiskim don't hold like that. And that's what we'll see in a moment. There's Paiskim that say coffee, there's Paiskim that say tea, there's Paiskim that say orange juice, whatever. But Rav Moshe has in the Tshuva where he explains that the way that Rav Chanan says it, right? This is Rav Chanan, not Rav Chanan, right? The way that Rav Chanan is saying it is that because Coke is not chashiv. Coke is just dirty water, right? So it itself is not chashiv. Okay, I find that to be a tremendous chiddush, right? There's a reason why, you know, with my steak, I want Coke, right? There's a reason why when I want a Coke. It's hard to say that.
75% water,
though. Look, I know what you could say. I'm just saying that, you know.
Beer also.
What's the difference between Coke and beer? It's not that. It's also dirty water. Why? Because one is made in a... You're getting into the lumdis into how it's made. I don't care how it's made. I just care about what I feel like when I see a Coke. It says on the sign, I feel good. I feel good. When I see a beer, right, I think of like a cowboy hat. And like, they don't have that anymore. I don't know. Like a leather jacket, right?
Marlboro Man.
Like... black nail polish. I don't know. Like that, right? The Marlboro Man. It's like, I shouldn't even ask. I made a mistake. Okay, forget it. Let's go back. Anyways, but you understand, when it comes to Coke and beer, I don't see a difference. Batsim and the Cheshivas. I got that they say from my... Now, Lemaisa, Rav Moshe says, not like me, but I want to explain this because it's not exactly the way the Velt thinks. Rav Moshe went with the Mahalich of Chomer Medina, that what creates the Cheshivas that it's a chash of a drink? Not the drink that you have with the meal. Says Rav Moshe, it's the drink that you would serve to a guest when you're just drinking with the guest. So what would you serve to a guest when you're just drinking with the guest? Now, 30, 40 years ago, when they said this, and Rav Moshe said this, so they said, if a guest would come over, I would give him a coffee. This is a chash of a drink. You're having a coffee together. When you're not having a meal with him, you'll have a coffee. When we're coming to drink, I would give him a beer. I would take out schnapps, right?
Coke.
But wait. You're 40 years later. Now I'm going to explain. This is part of the problem. It's part of the problem. 40 years ago, when Rav Moshe said this, this was clearly the reality in the Velt. Nobody, when a guest came over, took out a Coke. It just wasn't. If somebody was thirsty and he was schwitzing and whatever, you would take out a Coke and pour him Coke. Okay, but if this reality is right, then it's good. According to Rav Moshe, soft drinks are for meal times, and you can't use a soft drink as a Chomer Medina, because the chashivas that we're talking about is a level of chashivas which is not based upon the something I drink with a meal. The way I sort of was explaining it until now. The way I was explaining it till now is this is the bimkom drink that we use. Rav Moshe is going with a different mahalach. Rav Moshe is going with the mahalach that it's not the bimkom drink, the substitute drink. It's the drink that we drink when we're trying to, wine I would give to somebody when we're just coming to drink. Beer I would give to somebody when we're just coming to drink. Coffee I would give to somebody when we're just coming to drink. Okay. First and foremost, the Rav Moshe's etzim lamdis, you have to know if it stems with everything I said today. It could very well be that if that's the case, then Rav Moshe would go into the first problem that I spoke about, that once we have wine, so then wine is the king. Okay, I'm not getting involved in that. That's one problem. The second problem is that the Balatanya is mefurish, not like the Graz, which is from the Paiskim, is mefurish, not like Rav Moshe. And he says, you know what's kaveya chomer medina? Bidiyuk, like we said today, the drink that I have when I'm coming to have a meal, the opposite of Rav Moshe. Now Rav Moshe is coming to argue on this. Rav Moshe says, what is chomer medina? It's the drink that you have not when you're coming to have a meal, when you're coming to have just a drink, right? And the Balatanya says, what is chomer medina? It's the drink you have when you're having a meal. That is the drink. The punkt opposite, mamish. If that's the case, so number one, then Coke, very well, could be Chomer Medina. Very well, number one. Number two, maybe, like you guys are pointing out correctly, that nowadays, if a guest comes over, somebody comes over and says that, you might very well might take out a Coca-Cola and put it on the table with two cups. You might say to him, you want a hot drink, would you like Coke? By us, in our society, I don't know if the whole metzias of Rav, which of course then even Rav Moshe would agree, if that metzias has changed, and of course even Rav Moshe would agree. Which means that I have basically, call it three studim, why Coke could yes be Chomer Medina. Okay, because number one, maybe Rav Moshe should agree. Number two, the Baal Tanya clearly would agree that Coke could be Chamer Medina, because that's definitely the drink that we have during a meal. There's no Shaila. Adarabba. According to the Graz, you have to start wondering about a coffee, because a coffee is not something we have in the meal. Coffee usually you have maybe at breakfast or whatever, but coffee is usually something you have either after a meal. It's some type of a separate thing of part of the meal. You'll have it at the end of, okay, at the Yishladen. But one thing is clear, is that a Coke for sure, according to the Graz, will be a Chamer Medina. The Coke, according to the Goyim of Maisha, maybe nowadays he'll agree is a Chamer Medina. And like I said, Yishladen and the entire Lamdis. Okay, now what's this Negeya? So first of all, what you just heard, and I want to ask Sister of Scheinberg, this is negate everything you guys ever heard, because I think most of American soil believes that Coca-Cola is not Chamer Medina. When I grew up, everyone knew whiskey, beer, coffee, there's a shaila about oranges, but everyone knew Coke is not Chamer Medina. First of all, what you heard from me today, and I asked this once to Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, Zeicher Tzadik Levracha, he says Coca-Cola is Chamer Medina. Tell them I said it's B'dieved. Because not because of any whatever, but because the ganze dinner of Chamer Medina is B'dieved. Right? So, you know, you have to know. If a person wants to know, but
according to this definition,
yeah.
So why is schnapps okay?
Oh, the question now becomes, why schnapps? Yes, Chamer Medina. First of all, does Chamer Medina have to be something drunk every single day? Does Chamer Medina have to be something that's drunk? Does anybody here drink schnapps every day? I know there's always that one bacher.
Do they drink wine every day?
What?
Drink wine?
So wine doesn't need to get, wine is chashev enough that he doesn't need to show off. Wine doesn't need to be the Chamer Medina.
Sweet one.
Has to be something that's drunk every day because he's a substitute. Don't forget. So Coke, do you drink every day?
Yeah.
Coffee, if you want to say coffee, yeah. Right? Schnapps? Who drinks schnapps every day?